Is today the day that you choose you? Are you ready and willing to play outside the confines that keep you stuck? This is your invitation to receive new perspectives, to open up to a new energy of limitless choices with your health, body, spaces, relationships, money, business, and beyond. Are you ready to leap fences and embrace your boundless life? Listen now to Infinite Energy's radio show with Lisa Bennett.
Hello, hello everyone. Oh my goodness, I am so excited for my radio show today. And for those that have been following me on Facebook and social media, you know that I'm not in my snowy country of Canada. I'm actually on the other part of the world in a lovely, lovely, gorgeous location in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and it is called, this little tiny island is called La Réunion. Pardon moi, my French accent. It's close to Madagascar and Mauritius, for those of you that know the southeast part of Africa. So here I am, and you're probably going, for the first timers that are tuning in, who is Lisa Bennett and what is Infinite Energy's radio show all about? Well, first of all, let me just let you know that I have had this fabulous platform of a radio show to share with everyone out there a little bit about what are spaces and what does energy and spaces have to do with each other. And so this is something that I've had a capacity with for as long as I remember, really being able to speak with spaces and also pick up the energy of spaces and really be, I guess, almost a translator of spaces, so that I can actually walk into a space. And even if I don't walk in, I can physically connect with a space from another part of the world. And I get like a download of information on the space. So I've been dubbed the Space Whisperer. And I have to tell you, it took me a while to go, okay. That's exactly what occurs between me and spaces. They whisper to me and I connect with them. So if space whispering is what it is, then I'll happily receive that label. So for those of you today, it is February the 2nd, and February the 2nd in North America is called Groundhog's Day. And you're probably wondering, what the heck is a groundhog, for those of you that are living in another part of the world? Well, it's a little tiny animal that goes underground during the winter time, and it burrows deep into the ground and goes to sleep. It hibernates, and then there's a story that's been going around for years that if the groundhog comes out and sees his shadow, then we know if we either have more early spring or more winter. So that's sort of what because it was February the 2nd, I thought I'd play with the title of the show and talk a little bit about those people that choose to go underground with their lives and ignore what's right in front of them, and or those that choose to follow the energy above the ground. So we're going to play with that a little bit today. And so while I've been here on the island, I've had the pleasure of actually facilitating a class that I teach around the world called Creating Conscious Spaces. And the gift of that is that I actually have people that somehow they've lost their capacity to communicate with either their spaces or just spaces in general. And they're looking for a way to sort of be like a compass to reconnect and ask what it is that they're not willing to see with regard to their spaces or any other space around the world. So we had a fabulous class. It was lots of fun, and I had the privilege of having some private sessions with some of the participants around the island, and I've had the privilege of also being on one side of the island, east side, and also seeing an amazing volcano, which is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. I think it's had over 200 eruptions in the last 300 years, and the crater is 8 kilometers wide. It's quite amazing. And so what I noticed, actually, having this class, facilitating the class, was that I actually my body was wanting to move, and I really was connecting with the energy of the earth here, and it's like it's a breathing island. And with that, I don't know if you've ever been on a boat, but you know how you get sea legs and you get off, you've been on a boat for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and then you get on land and you're sort of swaying back and forth. Well, I can tell you, that's how it was in class. And it took me till the second day that I noticed my body really not wanting to just sit in a chair, but I was actually moving. And I was sharing that with the locals who were that had come to the class and that have either been born or lived 90% of their lives here on the island, that as a newcomer, all my body wanted to do was move. And it was rather interesting to really acknowledge that for those that are living here, it's just a natural state, but for perhaps somebody that's intuitive or really connected with the energy of the earth, that my body was really doing a lot of moving. It was if you imagine a woman with a baby rocking back and forth, it had that movement for my body as well. So how many of you are aware of the energy of the earth, or when a rainstorm's going to happen, or an earthquake? Like, your body already has this connection. It's like a pendulum. It's giving you information. So really acknowledge that, and you can ask your body to either turn the volume up or turn the volume down on how intuitive and how aware it is and gives you information constantly. So my body has been giving me a lot of information since I've been here, which has been really cool. So there was there was this whole energy about being underground when I initially wrote the title. And how many people out there are ignoring their spaces or choosing to be underground? Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm perceiving there's quite a few people that are just ignoring their spaces and imagining that they're just functional. Wow. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with it, with imagining your space being functional. It's okay to go, hey, it's a really functional space. I live in it. I eat in it. I sleep in it. It gives a roof over my head. So what else? What else is it supposed to be, Lisa? Like, it provides my family comfort. It provides, 4 walls, a roof over my head, and a soft place for my body to sleep. So when someone says that to me, I'm like, awesome, you're aware of the job of your home. But beyond that, what else can that space be for you? Would you be willing to look at what you're putting in your space, how you're treating your space, how you either honor or dishonor your space? And the interesting thing about that is I had a really lovely lady here, and she had invited me to her home. And when we started to chat, there was this energy of her home wanting me to look upstairs. So things happen like this all the time for me. And she kind of looked at me and said, "Hey, I'd like to have a look at your space." And she's like, "What?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, I'm really curious." And so when she wasn't actually wanting me to go, in one hand she was, and another hand she wasn't. She was resisting it. And I said, "Well, come on, I'm here, and I've come all the way from Canada. Let's go see your space. This is why I love doing this." So I go up the stairs, and I saw years and years of stuff that was collected from her and her spouse, and it was the energy of, do you know how people they start to collect things, and they come home and they put it in an organized way, and then life starts to happen, things start to happen, different events in one's life begin to happen, and then you keep bringing things into your home, and just kind of the organization of it is no longer, and you no longer have a system, and eventually you just sort of ignore any form of system and just place things where you believe they just can. You just, like, you walk in and you just place things either on the ground or on a surface, a table, a sofa, a chair, whatever that is. And so it was that energy of all of a sudden, because life had happened and all the events had happened, you look up and you go, "Oh, wow, look, you don't even see what you've created until someone walks in and says, hey, where are we not willing to look at our spaces? And how much have you put your head in the sand?" So it's that energy of like the groundhog going underground and hibernating. So how many of you have hibernated and ignored your spaces? And all of a sudden, after 5, 10, 15 years, you kind of pop your head out and go, "Oh shit, look what I've created." And now you don't even know how to uncreate it. You're not even aware of where to start and what to do next. Wow. So you get the energy of that many times people do this with their garages, their storage sheds, their basements of their homes, and then their attics. It could be a crawl space, and they start putting things in there, and they just kind of go, okay, first there's a system, and then as life starts to happen and we get busy and get involved with all our kids or a career or whatever is going on, the system sort of starts to fall to the wayside, and nobody really follows the system anymore, and everybody just goes, "Well, I'll just stick it here and somebody else can deal with it." So how many of you have just assumed that somebody else will pick up the shed and organize it, and all of a sudden nobody is, and one person is blaming the other person, and the other person is blaming the other person, and there's this like whole energy of like, well, you know, it wasn't my fault, no, it's your fault, and, you know, this whole kind of back and forth, like a ping pong. And eventually there's just not really a kind of a happy ease for your body and or a happiness or a happy state for the people living there. And nobody really knows why, but it's really easy to blame somebody else for what's right in front of you. And it's also really easy to blame somebody else for not actually organizing it. So you just kind of ignore it and stick your head in the sand. Wow, so how many of you have kind of put things away and said, I'll deal with it later, and later never comes, and it's always in the future. So would you be willing to, like, get out of always putting things for the future and waiting for somebody to get their shit together to actually organize it and actually say, today is the day? I might not know how to do it, but I know today is the day. It's got to change. Because if you're already desiring something new in your life, and you know that you'd like something new and you'd like some more fun and more joy and more space in your life to do things, when it's so cluttered that you can't actually breathe, your house can't breathe, and your creations can't breathe, it's you've cluttered your mind as well, so that the creations aren't easily flowing. It's like slowly cutting off an artery, and it's a heart attack waiting to happen within your space. It's an implosion. Wow. Okay, so we're going to have a quick break, and when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to release that energy of having your head stuck underground and really coming up for air and seeing what you can create with your spaces going forward from now and going forward. Okay, you're with Lisa Bennett at Infinite Energies.
Have you ever wanted to know how you can choose an amazing life and to be in the space of thrival instead of survival? Are you ready to move beyond the confines of your life? Have you always known that there was another way of living in this world beyond just existing? How about an open conversation that gives you immediate ways to remove the emotional and physical baggage you have carried around with you for years? Listen to Infinite Energies Radio Show every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Wish there was an easier way to change any aspect of your life? What if there is? And what if it could be as simple as communicating with your physical environment? Global Space Whisperer Lisa Bennett works with clients all over the world to interpret and translate the language of their homes, offices, and physical surroundings in order to create clarity, freedom, joy, prosperity, and so much more. Learn more about the latest Creating Conscious Spaces workshop and other upcoming events. Visit www.infiniteenergies.ca. You can also email Lisa today to book a personal consultation or speaking engagement at lisa@infiniteenergies.ca.
This is Infinite Energies Radio Show with empowering coach Lisa Bennett. To participate in the program, please call U.S. 815-880-8255, in Canada, 613-800-8736, or Skype us at Inspired Choices Network. You can send a question or comment to lisa@infiniteenergies.ca. Now back to the program.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Oh my goodness. Okay, so... just before we had our break, I was talking a little bit about a space that I'd previously just walked into and how the client had really had actually wanted me to come and do some energy work on her body. And it all came down to really her space was calling me. So how many of you have spaces that call you, that pull you? Different parts of the world. And I can tell you this beautiful island, which is actually a part of France, even though it's 11 hours away across the ocean, was calling me. And I had no idea what I was going to encounter coming here. And I can only tell you it's been incredibly magical, incredibly phenomenal. And the people that I continuously bump into here are, it's just, they're really lovely, really, it's a really lovely, soft energy in the island, and really inclusive and kind. And it's an interesting mix of an Indian culture, an African culture, a French culture. And people from around the world come here, and just magical. And I'll just a little side note, I went snorkeling in the Indian Ocean, and the magical colors of the fish, oh my goodness, spectacular, amazing. So that was my little side note. So, okay, so walking into your space, I'm going to get you to everyone here on the call. It's just something that I've done in my classes, and I really would encourage you to take a photograph from walking in your front door, and please do not tidy your space. Do not do anything to your space. Grab your camera, take a photograph of your space, and as you're walking in, you know, click some photos. As you're going up your stairs, if you have stairs, take photos in each room, your living room, your dining room, your bedrooms, your kitchens, your office, your basement, your attic, your garage, your outdoor sheds, your garden. Take photographs. And then if you can bring them up on a computer screen, or even better, on a projector or your television, have a look at your spaces, and you'll actually start to see things that you step over or you ignore. And if you go into the space of being overwhelmed with your space and like, oh my God, Lisa, where do I begin? Where do I start? What do I do with regard to organizing my space? What if you actually invited somebody over to assist you? And I take a deep breath. It's never as bad as you think it is. And once you get rolling, it's actually, it can be quite fun and it can be quite liberating. So, three things that I suggest people doing when they walk into a space is if it's books, pick up the book and say, "Truth, if I keep you, will you create with me for the life that I've always desired? Will you make me money?" I know it sounds really bizarre. And you'll get an energy when you start asking questions, and you're asking questions of the objects in your home. If you have a pile of books and you haven't opened them, what if it was just buying the book and you energetically got a download of information from that book, and now you're ready to let it go? Or what if there was one or two passages or pages or chapters within the book that you read, and that was it? That was all that was required. You didn't have to read the whole book. Isn't that interesting? Like, how many of you, it's like going out to dinner, assume that you have to eat the whole meal. You have to finish the whole steak or the whole bowl of pasta or the whole salad. What if you just really required two or three bites of something and that was it? And you got the energy your body required, the energy of that food or the vitamins or the minerals or whatever it was that your body required. And after that, if you're just stuffing your face with going through the motions but not actually being present with the food, at some point you've disconnected. Well, it's the same as with our spaces. How many of you have disconnected with your spaces and are just stuffing your spaces with stuff, and you're not actually connecting with what actually is asking to stay and what is asking to go that is no longer serving me? How many of you are uncomfortable with space. Wow. Okay. Oh my goodness. How many people remove things from their spaces and then kind of almost go into a panic mode and go, oh, I've got to fill it with something. I can't just have that corner blank in my room. There should be a chair or something. And so you go into this whole story of the shoulda, coulda, woulda. And wow, amazing. And just with regard to books, we can just start with books. We can start with books. We can start with paper. Paper is a really interesting one, a really, really interesting one. So for many of us, depending on what age you are, paper was the first sort of printed form of communication. Well, this generation of kids are so used to finding all of their information through technology, through computers and iPads, that the idea of taking a book with them on vacation or on a holiday is something that just is almost foreign. Most of them had, like when I went to the beach today, the younger generation had an electric kind of iPad or Kindle with them on the beach that they were reading their stories from. And my generation and older were happily reading books and turning the pages or reading magazines or newspapers and not utilizing sort of what I would call an electronic device. So for those of you that really love to collect books and just sometimes collect them for collecting without actually ever opening them, wow. And I know that there are very, very precious books out there that one would have that is historical, that you have kept on your shelf and you don't turn the pages. It's fragile. It's been in your family for hundreds of years. That has a different energy to it. If you're buying books because it's intriguing or interesting, and there's a subject matter that intrigued you, and you've never actually read the whole book or you've read passages of it, what if you're just ready now to let that go? Yeah. Okay. I'm just, excuse me. I'm reading in the chat room that books, love them, often don't read most of them though, but love keeping them. So how many of you are keepers of books, keepers of chairs, keepers of objects, maintaining them, using up space? And the more we fill our shelves up, fill our bookshelves up, because you have a library, and why wouldn't you? Because I have, Lisa, I have a library, I have bookshelves. Why wouldn't I want to put books into the library? It has a job. I should fill it up. Wow. Just because you have a library or a bookshelf doesn't mean you have to fill it up, everyone. It's okay to give your bookshelf space for maybe displaying artwork or a photograph or flowers, or what if there was nothing on the shelf? What if the shelf was just a shelf? And maybe it was a moving display. So you go on a holiday, you get some beautiful seashells, and then the next holiday you get something else, and you take the seashells off and you put something else there. So it's like a moving art display. Wow. Yeah. A shelf is just a shelf. Yeah, like a ceiling. It's a ceiling. A floor is a floor. Walls are walls. How many of you assume that you have to put something on every single wall, every square inch of your wall? walls are jammed with artwork or photographs or knickknacks or posters or whatever that is. What if you could just enjoy the space of a wall? I'm in this beautiful hotel room, and it's really cool. One of the walls has absolutely no artwork, and yet the color of the wall is the artwork. So they've painted this beautiful sort of orangey red wall, and there's nothing else on it, just this amazing color. So would you be willing to play with the colors of your spaces as though they were the artwork? There's an energy with paint colors, guys. It can be really fun and not actually fill things up. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break here. And when we all return, you're with Lisa Bennett at Infinite Energies.
Have you ever wanted to know how you can choose an amazing life and to be in the space of thrival instead of survival? Are you ready to move beyond the confines of your life? Have you always known that there was another way of living in this world beyond just existing? How about an open conversation that gives you immediate ways to remove the emotional and physical baggage you have carried around with you for years? Listen to Infinite Energies Radio Show every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
This is Infinite Energies Radio Show with empowering coach Lisa Bennett. To participate in the program, please call U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. Or Skype us at Inspired Choices Network. You can send a question or comment to lisa@infiniteenergies.ca. Now back to the program.
Hello, 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 everyone. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, yeah, so there was an energy of this space that I was just talking about, that when we continuously ignore things and when we put our head in the sand or in the ground, as Mr. Groundhog in Canada and the U.S. does, and go into hibernation, and some people hibernate for years within their spaces, they're almost imprisoned. So how many people are imprisoning themselves in their spaces, and they're asking for a greater life, and yet and they're so confused, how do I get this, how do I get that? Are you willing to now, and I had said this, take a photograph of your spaces, look at everything on a big television screen, computer screen, and actually look at your spaces as though you were going to go and buy it, buy your home. And you've all seen those shows that show you how homes are staged for buying, and you've all seen those shows or magazines of what does a space look like when it's for sale, or a real estate magazine. Well, there's a lot of space. People need to see their bodies, how they're going to move through space and how they're going to move from one room to another. And if they're having to step over things and manipulate things, I can almost guarantee you, you're going to be losing money on selling a space when all you have to do is move things, get rid of things, declutter. And if you yourself aren't seeing the value of that and or overwhelmed with that huge job, if you consider it a huge job, then hire someone. Bring somebody else in that can actually assist you getting through your space. And as you start to clear space, and I've watched this over the years, I've watched this with lots and lots of clients, as soon as there's a resistance at the beginning, almost a fight, like you dig in your heels and go, oh, I don't know if I can let that go. And then eventually there's this turning point. And I watch clients, you get them rolling, there's a resistance, and then at one point, each person, this little turning point that they go, oh my God, they see space and they get excited, and then they're almost on a roll, and they go to the other side and they create so much space, and they're like getting rid of things and moving things on and letting things go and selling things, and you've got this kind of momentum, and they go, wow, oh my God, I had no idea. And I touch base with them, and I walk away, you know, after maybe 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days working with them. And I touch base with them a month later, 3 months later, 6 months later. And whatever that was that they had been living like that for 3 years, 5 years, 15 years, they have already determined and vowed to themselves that is not going to happen again, because they actually were suffocating. They were dying slowly with stuff that was weighing them down. And when you're weighing yourself down with stuff, you're not giving space for new creations to come into your life. And you wonder why your body is exhausted. You wonder why you're not feeling well. And all of the family members are not getting along. And so you can see the energy. It's sort of like this little bit of, it's like a whirlwind or a cyclone of stuff that can occur within your home. And yes, our homes definitely have a life force of their own. And they are a reflection of what is going on in our life. They never lie. They do not have a point of view. And so are you willing to let things go and invite new things into your life? And that's everything from a new career, new money, new relationships. It's all available, guys. And yes, your spaces, start with your spaces, start with one room, start with one wall, start with the floor, start with a desk, start with a drawer. Where in your life are you holding on to things? And when we hold on to things, almost to the point of, if I let this go, Lisa, my life's going to end. True, true. Like, really? Are things going to end? When you hold on to things and you're filling up your spaces with things, oh wow, it's kind of like having like a life preserver on dry land. How many people are filling up their spaces with what they perceive to be their life preserver? It's going to save them from whatever they believe that they need to be saved from. Are you willing to just look at that and go, well, do I actually need a life preserver on dry land? If I actually took off a life preserver, wouldn't I have more space for my body to breathe? Because I've been like weighing myself down with this life preserver that may have weights in it. Then you take the life preserver with the weights and then you go into the ocean, you're probably going to sink. Oh my God. I don't know where I came up with that one. But that's the energy, guys. That's the energy of a lot of stuff. And so how many of you have attics filled with stuff and your body is weighed down and your head's weighed down? And it's kind of interesting because how does this pull me to the spaces that people never want me to go to? I've been like energetically, I get pulled to basements because that's often a dumping ground for a shed. And or I get pulled to the top end of the house where the attics are. And people, it's kind of funny, but people hide their things, or they might call them store their things, in not the most visual places, so that their living room, their dining room, their kitchens are all organized. And then if you go a little bit what I call off plan, if you have a visitor who says, oh, I'd like to see this space, and they open the door and it's like, oh my God, everything's falling out, everything's stuffed in. How many of you believe that if you put things behind closed doors, nobody will ever open the door, nobody will ever look in? But the thing is when you are filling up your spaces with stuff, or storing, or hiding, or collecting things for a rainy day, and the rainy day is always in the future, or for holding on to things for just in case. So how many of you have things for just in case? The just in case people. Well, just in case there's a snowstorm that holds me into my house for 3 or 4 days, or just in case there's a hurricane and I have to stay in my house, or just in case I have to, you know, stay locked in my house, or whatever that is, the just in cases. How many of you are waiting for that? And I actually remember that. My parents in my house growing up, my mom had tins of food. And I remember there was a flood one year and all the labels off the tins of the food were basically no longer on the tins. So it was always a surprise when we opened up a tin of food. We never really were quite aware of what we were going to get. But I remember, and we had, I think there was rolls of toilet paper that were floating on the water. And it was funny because it was like, well, we were storing stuff. It was holding space. And, you know, isn't that funny how many of us have stored things and then at some point we forget we've stored them, and then we go to open up the can of food or whatever that is and it's expired? Oh my goodness. Would you be willing to quit being a mini store, a store of food, of tin cans, of objects, of like a library, of books? I mean, the thing is I've watched clients as they've aged, they're always downsizing. At some point, the books are going to have to go somewhere. What if you just donated them to a library and visited them, as opposed to having them within your space? And I have seen people that have these massive libraries of books, and it's like, wow. How many books can you read at the same time, guys? There's book exchanges. Read a book, share it with a friend, move it on. Unless you're in university or taking courses that require you to refer to the books like a lawyer does, what if you could just now put these books in spaces that are going to be utilized on an ongoing basis, and keep the ones that serve you in your life going forward? And that's just books. I'm not even talking about paper. I had a gentleman years ago who had kept every single income tax return from the time that he was a young man. And in Canada, you only have to keep 7 years. And so as I'm letting him show me all this paper, I was like, okay, it's not required. And it was so funny. I watched as I removed a file, I'd turn around and he'd pick it back up again. And then he'd take little pieces of paper and stuff them into his pocket of his shirt. And he was like, he had pieces of paper with numbers on them and dates and different things. And I kept saying, so what is the significance? Well, just in case, Lisa, I need it. And I said, you didn't need it until we showed it to you after all these years. This little piece of paper was under all this pile of paper. And now you're finally saying there's value to it? Well, there wasn't value before. So how many of you are waiting for a hurricane, a forest fire, a windstorm, your house to burn to the ground so that you don't actually have to deal with all your stuff? Because I've often said to people, well, if you have 1 hour to pack up everything that you require because you have to evacuate your area, your house is going to be burnt to the ground or it's going to be flooded or whatever that huge trauma is, what exactly are you going to pack in your suitcase? And then you actually see what is the significance for holding on to things. Wow. Okay, so we're going to have a quick break, and then when we get back, I'll let you know how you can reach me and where next in the universe I will be with my Creating Conscious Spaces class. You're with Lisa Bennett at Infinite Energies.
Have you ever wanted to know how you can choose an amazing life and to be in the space of thrival instead of survival? Are you ready to move beyond the confines of your life? Have you always known that there was another way of living in this world beyond just existing? How about an open conversation that gives you immediate ways to remove the emotional and physical baggage you have carried around with you for years? Listen to Infinite Energies Radio Show every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Wish there was an easier way to change any aspect of your life? What if there is? And what if it could be as simple as communicating with your physical environment? Global Space Whisperer Lisa Bennett works with clients all over the world to interpret and translate the language of their homes, offices, and physical surroundings in order to create clarity, freedom, joy, prosperity, and so much more. Learn more about the latest Creating Conscious Spaces workshop and other upcoming events. Visit www.infiniteenergies.ca. You can also email Lisa today to book a personal consultation or speaking engagement at lisa@infiniteenergies.ca.
This is Infinite Energies Radio Show with empowering coach Lisa Bennett. To participate in the program, please call U.S. 815-880-8255, in Canada, 613-800-8736, or Skype us at Inspired Choices Network. You can send a question or comment to lisa@infiniteenergies.ca. Now back to the program.
Welcome, everyone. It's Lisa Bennett here. And for those of you, when you first tuned into the show, I was letting you know that I'm in this magical part of the world called La Réunion, a part of France, but it's not in France. It's 11 hours away in the Indian Ocean on this beautiful island near Madagascar and Mauritius. So definitely, if you haven't been, it's definitely a magical part of the world that I would recommend for everyone to come and visit at some point. So how do you get a hold of me? you can connect with me on Facebook. I have a business page, Infinite Energies, website, infiniteenergies.ca. You can send me an email, Lisa at Infinite Energies. And have a look at my website. I have classes around the world, and on Facebook, I'm always posting events, either my radio shows that are upcoming, classes that I do either online or in person. And at the end of May, I will be in Paris and then in the south of France facilitating this magical class called Creating Conscious Spaces, which I'd mentioned to you earlier. And there is absolutely what I consider to be no prerequisite for coming to these classes other than having a body, having the willingness to learn how to play with the energy of spaces. And how magical is that? And everyone all played with their, you know, spaces when they were kids. They were magical. They had this sort of dream world. And then as they got older, lots of our capacities were cut off. So the gift of playing with spaces is really what I love to do, sharing with people different tools and techniques that they can take with them and use in their lives going forward, whether it's in their personal spaces, their business spaces, where they travel to. There's always something magical. And our spaces never lie. They just don't. They really do reflect what's going on in your life. And I will always say that they're sort of the window into what's going on in your world. And so when we're willing to lift the blinds, open the curtains to what's going on in your world, we can now show you an easier pathway to your future and to the future that you've always desired. Yeah. Okay. So I look forward to seeing everyone here. We have this radio show every Friday, and for wherever I am in the world, if I'm not live, I will definitely be having my show available. Even if I do a pre-record, it's still amazing for all of my listeners who I know. Many of you have listened with the shows for years, and know that you can go to the archives. I've got lots of shows in the archives. And happy Groundhog Day, by the way, for all of you out there that celebrate Groundhog Day on February the 2nd. Pretty cool. And now, are you willing to take your head from underground and come up and start living above ground and really embracing your life? And for those of you that would like to embrace your life every single day, and celebrate being alive, celebrate having a magical space, honor your spaces, and then you honor you. So thank you everyone for joining me. I'm really grateful. Honor your spaces, honor you. Creating Conscious Spaces, check it out wherever I am in the world. And if you're asking for me to come to your part of the world, let's check it out. I look forward to meeting all of you somewhere out there in a magical space somewhere in the universe. Take care and have an amazing Groundhog's Day. We'll talk to you soon. And
thank you for choosing to listen to the Infinite Energies Radio Show. Lisa Bennett will return next Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Lisa loves to connect with her listeners. Email her at lisa@infiniteenergies.ca or find her Infinite Energies page on Facebook. We look forward to having you join us again to share the changes you have begun to make. Have an awesome day.